So we're starting the Ilchot Sfirat HaOmer, the laws of the counting of the Omer. I think we should do a quick introduction. The Torah gives us a mitzvah, the first day of Chol HaMoed, the day after the Korban Pesach, the day after the Chag HaMatzot, meaning Yom Tov was on the 15th, on the 16th in the morning. So they'd harvest the first harvest. And after they'd harvest it, they'd sift it through many, many sifters. And then they'd bring a special sacrifice. The Torah says, bring a sacrifice that is the volume of an omer, a mincha sacrifice, a wheat offering. And the volume of that sacrifice has to be the omer. The omer is a tenth of an ephah. An ephah is, three log. A log is six kav. A kav is 24 eggs. So let's say that's almost the volume of, that's approximately 30 eggs. That's the volume of an omer. So that's the volume of the mincha that was brought then. And the Torah tells us, and from when you start bringing that sacrifice, from the following morning, you start counting the omer date, the count from the omer, meaning you bring the omer on. No, they'd bring the Omer sacrifice on the morning of the first day of Chol Moed Pesach. And then on that night, like we do, on the night we start counting the Omer. Meaning we say, today is the first day of the Omer. And then the second day of the Omer. You don't bring it, no. The sacrifice is only brought on the first day of Chol Moed. And then the Torah says, count from the Omer 50 days. And on the 50th day, celebrate the Yom Tov of Shavuos, because 49 days, and then after you've counted 49 days, on the 50th day, celebrate a holiday. The Torah does not give a date for Shavuot. The Torah just says, from the time you bring the Omer, count 7 weeks, and then on the 50th day, celebrate. No, Shavuos is, then we could count without enumerating it every day. We could just look on a calendar. It's its own mitzvah, right? So that Be'ezrat Hashem is just an introduction, and Be'ezrat Hashem will pick up here tomorrow night.